This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 is right around the corner. And right now, it's time to talk some Rangers baseball here on your home of the 2023 World Series champs. Here's Woolchuck.
All right, well, we wish the best of health and get well soon to our buddy Eric Nadell. He was going to join us. Hopefully he pops on later on in the week, but dealing with a little bit of a throat issue. So hopefully he starts to feel a little bit better now. We hope that Evan Carter is not dealing with a back issue, and that's in the past. But Evan was actually asked about that yesterday, talked to the media about the back, and I'm sure he'd prefer on focusing like we were a year ago. I mean, how are you going to fare against lefties full-time now? But instead it is the health, and here was Evan Carter discussing what he went through last season with that back injury.
The majority of the season that I got to play last year, I would say probably from like middle to late April on, was just me and Donnie and Tim every single day in the cage saying, here's video from 23, like, why can't we do this? I'm like, I can't do that. Like, my body won't let me do that. And it was the most frustrating thing, but I'm stubborn, so I wanted to keep playing, and I felt like I could keep playing. And then, you know, it gets to the point eventually where we're in, I think it was Minnesota or something, and it's just like, holy crap, guys, like, this hurts. And I'm just, you know, not helping myself. I'm hurting the team. Like, it was just not a good situation. So, yeah, I would definitely say that it was not good for a while. And we were fighting that for a while. So I'm happy to be back to the way it was, hopefully, in 23.
We got to hope. I mean, it was lower back inflammation is how he described it. And one doctor went ahead, Drew Dossett, was who
he's Cowboys doctor.
He talked with.
Dr. Dossett,
specialist from Dallas.
Back doctors in the country.
So he said for somebody that doesn't put as much stress on their back like a baseball player, this condition should go into remission eventually. But he does feel confident that it will be managed well by Carter and the Rangers. Bruce Bochy said that we're confident that this is behind him. I can't tell you whether it's going to flare up or not. That's why we're going to need him to let us know if he feels anything so we don't let it get to that point. But I got to have cautious optimism when we're talking about Evan Carter. I mean, this dude can absolutely tilt the Rangers from, you know, maybe knocking on the door as a wild card to you are a World Series championship caliber team. That's the impact that he had for them full count Carter, the little savior in the postseason, what he was able to do not only at the plate but defensively as well. If he's limited and you're not able to get him healthy for the majority of the season, that's a massive loss. And a future cog, key cornerstone piece we were envisioning being around for the foreseeable future. So hopefully this back thing, you know, it ends up taking care of itself, and just, you know, the maintenance and the time required and the treatment room for Evan Carter, he's able to navigate this thing at just 22 years old. But it is scary. I can't lie. It is very, very scary.
Man, yeah. Weren't we talking about the idea of the Rangers after that rookie season, like offering him?
Yeah. Do you just get ahead of this now?
Get ahead of the deal.
Pay him like a 10-year crazy deal?
And we were thinking, like, would Evan Carter even take it?
Right.
And now you're like, well, thank God. Based on where things stand right now with the back injury like that, the amount of pain that he's talking about going through, not even being able to duplicate the same swing from the previous season because things hurt so bad. Man, that is a very scary situation.
Yeah, so last year he had something called ablation surgery, A-B-L-A-T-I-O-N. And so I looked up, like, what would be an ablation surgery for your back? And they said it would be for spinal stenosis, and pain relief can last 6 months to 2 years, depending on how the nerve regenerates.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. 6 months to 2 years.
Who is a candidate?
Okay.
Patients with chronic back or leg pain due to spinal stenosis.
I mean, you say the word medicine. Back, I just...
I know, I just cringe.
I spinal.
It's like with our corner Benjamin Morrison, like a corner with a bad hip.
Hips, yeah,
it's like,
said
dang,
too.
I love... Like
and
that,
I love the player, too.
I think
right.
That dude's better than Will Johnson, yeah. Who's getting mocked like in the top 15 of the draft, but yeah. It's like, can I take a corner with two bad hips?
No, you can't. You really can't.
Oof.
Yeah.
So you win the World Series in 2025 again, you know, and you go out there and you be the guy that we saw go on that historic run. You know, I you got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Strike while the iron's hot. If you're Evan Carter, it really
fingers
sucks
crossed,
with how baseball works. You'll probably never be playing long enough to get compensated. But that is my honest to goodness take on what we've heard, how he's talking about it, how private they are with it, and what AI tells me about an ablation surgery to the back.
And that makes me more hopeful that this thing is behind him, possibly. Like, we can move forward, and if it's 6 months to a year?
No, that's as long as the pain relief lasts.
Right.
That's,
oh, so
six
it's
months
so the
to 2 years.
The pain's
the pain
right
will
back.
Come back, and he'll need another surgery the next step in the deal. Like,
yeah.
I think this is horrible.
Let's just crush it for this
could
year.
Could be chronic.
Hope that this thing doesn't...
It.
Doesn't pop up again. We'll see moving forward. We're going to have to monitor the back all year long. Now, Corey Seager also, when he was playing, was unbelievable, but he dealt with an injury even before spring training last year, missed the majority of spring training. He's finally healthy now. He caught up with the media, and he had some funny jabs at his buddy, Jacob DeGrom.
And anytime you can have him on the mound, you feel pretty good about your chances. So to get a full year, first full year for him will be a lot of fun. You know, I know that's got to feel good for him. Just sigh of relief, and been a long couple years for him, so he's got to be pretty excited, and we're excited to have him.
I assume you faced DeGrom earlier in your career when he was, you know, really peaking with
New
York.
I let him know, too.
What's what is it like to face?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best pitcher in the game, so, and for good reason. You know, the stuff, the command, everything that comes with that, you know, is a it's not a fun at-bat, but it's fun to talk about the past.
Do you have good numbers on him?
I didn't realize until he told me. But I know of at least three of them that were really cheap. So,
wow. I like the idea of Corey Seager kind of cracking some jokes DeGrom's way a little bit.
Hey, man, I was 5-4.
Those fires.
Okay, so he had 5 hits and 14 at-bats, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, drew 1 walk, did strike out once.
No dongs?
No dongs. No dongs.
At least 26
against,
of them.
Against DeGrom.
Yeah. Yeah, that is hilarious, and you count your blessings when you get a pitcher like that. I mean, if DeGrom goes and does what he could do, I mean, it's a Paul Skeens type of, you know, force that could absolutely power us to that glory that we were just
absolutely.
Mentioning, Wolchuk.
It looks like he's growing that hair back out, too.
I like that.
He might be dipping back into the Mets
Cy Young,
days.
Cy Young's our Cy Young DeGrom
powers
right there. That's
the
exactly
hair.
What we want.
Yeah.
And then finally, we'll stick with the pitching. Jack Leiter. Rangers are really hopeful. Like, Leiter, Rocker, we need finally our young guys to step up and give us something here. Here was Bochy on the development of one Jack Leiter.
Growth happens in different ways. you know, the speed of it with, you know, players.
What's that voice?
And I think you look at last year, yeah, the numbers aren't... know, great in the big leagues, and we've seen that a lot of times. But you look at the body of work in the PCL and AAA, how well he threw the ball, and, you know, pitcher of the year. So he just continues to improve, and that's what we think we'll see this spring and this season. You know, it's going to be competitive out there on who's on that staff, but, you know, he's a guy that is competing for a spot on his team. And I really think we're going to see some good things from Jack this spring. He has come up with a two-seamer he's working on. You know, that's in the early stages, and that's a pitch that, you know, he wants to be able to use and run in on righties, keep it down a little bit. So that's another weapon for him.
Just adding to the arsenal. I like that, and I am hopeful that we see a good Jack Leiter, you know, when we get out there. I know Jared will always be like, hey, take what you're seeing at spring training with a grain of salt, right?
I mean, that's his favorite thing to say.
I overreact.
If a dude goes out there and he's crushing it like Wyatt Langford, doesn't mean he's going to be the MVP, all right? If a dude's out there and he's not giving up any runs and hits and pitching perfect games out there, doesn't mean he's going to translate to the right. Yeah. But regardless, I think we all want to see a positive version of Jack Leiter and not a dude that's being absolutely shelled out.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do in our week. Anybody dominating is going to win MVP, and anybody struggling is just getting his reps in.
Yeah, you know? Some dude wearing...
That's it. He's working on things. Yeah. He's trying stuff out. Yeah.
Some dude wearing number 91 is going to dominate the Royals for a couple of innings, and I'm going to ask Jared the question. I think this guy's got a shot. Yeah. I think this could be our closer.
Did you see this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a double A player, Brian.
Might be fighting with DeGrom for the ace spot.
Maybe. You never know. Okay, so MLB offseason awards. The Athletic came out with an article, and they did feature one Ranger. Best under-the-radar trade. It was the Rangers' pickup of the Burger Man.
The Burger Man.
Jake Burger. Props to Texas GM Chris Young, who did an excellent job in trading three mid-level prospects to the M's to get first baseman Jake Burger. The Rangers wanted to add more power to their lineup. They did so. Enter the Burger, who hit 29 dongs last year and 34 the year before, with Burger, who is under team control through 2028. And the signing of Jack Peterson, 8 of the 9 players in the Rangers lineup will have hit 20 or more homers in a season.
Let's go.
Talk about power, baby.
Now, can Jock still play center field?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
By the way, Tolo Trucker says he had an ablation surgery for a degenerative disc.
Imagine that. Truck driver with a bad back.
He's been pain-free for 2 years.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. And it was a 30 to 45-minute process.
Might be about to flare up.
Well, you know, we'll just keep an eye on it. Hopefully it's all good there for Evan Carter. Maybe he didn't have to have an ablation.
But I guess if that ablation surgery is just a 30 to 45-minute process, like, is it easy? We can just go in there like a dentist appointment? Or just ran right out, boom.
It's like radioactive waves or whatever that just they chew up the tissue that's causing the inflammation. So you zap that out of there, boom, you're back in the game.
It's an easy deal. You just listen to a Love of the Star podcast.
Thank you.
And you just go again and get your ablation surgery done.
Isn't that an Odyssey podcast?
It's an Odyssey podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Odyssey
Love of the
podcast,
Star.
Yes.
Power ranking, the top 10 offenses entering 2025. Okay, with that information, I expected the Texas Rangers to definitely be in the top 10. Cubbies come in at number 10. Cubs also just made a signing as well today, if I can find it here. I think they brought in Justin Turner, former Dodger.
Dodger.
He is coming over.
Is he the COVID dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He basically played with COVID,
and then like they had the team picture, and he jumped in the right.
World Series
he was like
here.
The mascot.
Yeah, yeah.
He's holding the trophy.
Like they came out and told him, "All you can't." Then he came back out for the celebration with the ginger beard.
Yeah,
he's one of our guy Carters. He's fits the community there, but he's going to be joining the Cubbies. And so the Cubs come in at number 10 when it comes to top 10 offenses. Rangers are ranked. Okay, they're at number 7. As the best offense in all of baseball. Much like the Braves, this is a bounce-back upside ranking. The Rangers were among the best in 2023 offensively. Finished 18th in runs last year, but a lot went wrong. You had Semien take a step back. Langford didn't get hot till the end of the year. Carter and Young were hurt. You add in Berger. You add in Peterson. Here's a Corey Seager. I'm buying a major Rangers upswing, right? CBS Sports, and I am as well. In fact, some of the teams they have ahead of them, I could see them doing better.
It's raking season, Wolchuk.
It sure is. O's ahead of them. Phillies ahead of them. Yankees, all right, okay. Paul Goldschmidt added, that's nice, even though they did lose Juan Soto. The Mets get Juan Soto, so I understand that. The Braves, can they stay healthy? That's the big question. And nobody's competing with what the Dodgers are doing. But I do think the Rangers have, without question, the right recipe to get back into the top five offenses in the entirety of the sport.
Chief, are you seeing this thing over here? This guy just made a French toast fried chicken sandwich yes. with some kind of jam on top of it.
Yeah, dude. I was like, wow.
Holy cow. Where do I get one of those?
It's delicious.
Look at that thing, Brian. Wait,
is that like a jelly? Is that like a jam situation?
Oh, he's promoting some jams here. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He's got three different types.
Yep.
He's just blessed me with the greatest idea.
Watch this cross cut here. Oh, man. Wow.
So is that a French filet toast. Of chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
like,
god!
Yeah, like your
chicken filet fried up in that joint.
That could be in the food truck idea.
Yeah, that he made some Jim Beam type of sauce.
Yeah, that's something right there.
Yeah, his name is Smoking and Grilling with AB.
Smoking and Grilling with AB.
Yeah,
that's who it is.
I respect him. He's had his elbow falls over.
Yeah,
He's good on
YouTube. Yeah,
he's fantastic.
Oh yeah, he cooks well. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a topic that I've seen floating around.
I love it.
Can you trust somebody that's not big cooking your food? Like, usually you'd think a guy that enjoys consuming food, that's gonna
no you gotta have that elbow with. Meat that falls over your elbow a little bit.
Yeah, like I need
the
a little
AT
bit of
when
she
try to
chef.
Hand you a plate and it's shaking down there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about that seasoning.
It's always a good sign.
Like a skinny chef, I'm like, yeah.
Nah, I don't know, bro.
You get the outlier Matt Pittmans of the world.
Yeah,
you know. But for the most part, you want to see some girth and tonnage.
I want a little bit of heftiness too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I want to know you're eating your product.
Yeah, don't put your foot in it. Put your elbow fat in it.
Yeah. Go ahead and dip that fat.
The black brisket gloves.
They're badass.
Yeah,
the black gloves.
I
want
to give you a pair of those to wear.
It looks badass. Joe Buck will be back calling opening day games for ESPN as he will be rejoining Major League Baseball.
Yankees and Brewers, I heard.
So there you go. He has not called games since he left for Fox, and he joined ESPN back in 2022, but he's doing it again. Opening day, you'll have on ESPN, it will be the Buck, Orioles Yankees, March 27th.
Sounds like a winner. Well, Chuck, thank you so much. And we're going to go back to back here, buddy. I hope you're ready because it's time for your top 10 at 420.
Yeah, this one's going to be good. All right, so we got the top 10 most popular TV shows right now, okay? Because I just recently started watching Paradise, which is outstanding. Lucius, I know you said you loved it. But we also got the return of White Lotus. And if you haven't watched White Lotus, you should. What is the best show right now? 877-881-1053. Talk about that next in the Nation.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 of 420 segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's also brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. For fans of Blue Mountain State, the report is season 4 will be happening on Amazon. They're running it back, baby. New season of Blue Mountain State. Alan Ritchson, who is also known as Jack Reacher.
Man, he is as just, he looks as roided up as anybody in Hollywood.
And I think he's been open about that. I think he's done made the rounds with Reacher now that he's been out for 3 seasons or whatever. He was at the Daytona 500. He said season 4 of Blue Mountain State is happening. Thad Castle.
Did he admit he's roided back?
I think a couple years ago I saw
a
clip of him talking about like how he gets in physical shape for Jack Reacher, and he absolutely does.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad that he was open and honest about that. Yeah. People watch him and they're like, how can I get like Jack Reacher?
Because he's
like,
huge.
Yeah, he's an absolute monster. It's impressive how well he's able to actually still sort of like move and stuff. You know, like the
flexible,
the agility laterally. Explosion.
So when I saw him at the Daytona 500 announcing Blue Mountain State 4th season, he definitely looks a little bit leaner than what he does on the Reacher show. Like, man, and maybe you're able to airbrush some of these things now with CGI. I don't know. But
did he say he thinks it's going to be the best season ever?
Best season ever.
He says it's so damn funny, it's perfect.
They've had a lot of time to prepare for this.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean,
I guess why bring it back unless it's going to be perfect?
In college, that was an all-timer.
It's a great
show. It was Blue Mountain State and Workaholics. Those were the 1A, 1Bs.
Gosh, I was so upset we couldn't get the Workaholics guys on the show. DJ kept letting me know every time they walked by out there at the Super Bowl at Radio Row, he was just giving them hand pounds. I'm like, damn it.
I did do a fist pound with Durs.
Tried to Super Blunt Sunday. They turned around. They smiled. They laughed. That was it. That was my exchange with
them. Did you hit him with the Catherine Zeta Jones?
I wanted to. She needs spinny the lasers. So.
What are we doing here?
I have no idea, Brian.
I just wonder.
I'll be honest with you.
It's like a great show.
It's like I'm listening to Nosebleed, guys.
Well, sometimes we're not doing the show for you.
I'm sorry.
The show for some of the people out there. That
I was just trying to like, yeah.
And they're enjoying this bit. The others are like you and are like, what the hell's going on?
I was just wondering, like, were you also wondering?
I was wondering, Brian.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It felt like in the 80s when you didn't watch Saturday Night Live Monday morning at the break table or
not
whatever.
Not part of the Cool Kids Club.
Everybody's like, and I owe you an apology because DJ asked me, do you want to get them on the show? I said, I don't know who they are.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Gavin.
That's my bad. I should have asked you guys.
See, somebody knows Poop Dollar. Just got texted in. Gosh,
oh, that's why Derek Collin was saying that 10 years ago at spring training.
That's why he was saying Poop Dollar.
Wow.
10 years ago, Workaholics.
Well, you did? You blocked him?
No, I didn't block him. No?
No, but you told me you didn't want him, right?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. I did say, I'm sorry, I don't want to interview somebody I don't know
Imagine if we had said we don't want the soccer guy on, all right? How would you have taken that?
Yeah, how would you have taken if we said we didn't want Paige Van Zandt on? I'd have been disappointed. Paige Van Zandt was fun.
She was fun. It was a fun interview.
Yeah. Should we pull some of that for tonight? Is there anything that's pullable for tonight?
I do think the I'd clone you bit might be pretty good. For the 60.
The old cloner.
Yeah. Maybe we
Dawson
can go back
had a
and
giant
find.
Cloner.
Yeah. He was ready for cloning.
Vascular cloner I've
don't
ever
get
seen
in trouble. Life. Yeah, don't get a pause. Pause. Don't stop right now.
My brother was texting me during that segment, like, "Holy cow, bro!"
He's a big fan.
He's a big fan. He likes blondes and stuff.
She's hot blonde. Mm-hmm. Disney's gearing up for production on another Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and it is Johnny Depp that will return and reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow. It's the first thing I thought of too, Brian. Yeah. He needs money.
I need the money.
He needs the money. I mean, look, I don't think you can have a Pirates movie without him personally, but they started to get worse and worse. So we'll see. Last one, I think, came out in 2017, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Yeah. So we'll have probably 10 years in between Pirates movies. Maybe the next generation could fall in love with them. But the first one was really, really good.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Keith Richards?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in those movies.
Was he in the Pirates? Was he?
Yeah.
I figured this.
I think he was Davy Jones.
Was he?
Maybe that was Jeffrey Rush. Maybe okay, Jeffrey Rush was Davy Jones.
But anyway, like he said that Johnny Depp said he kind of got his character from looking at Keith Richards.
Keith Richards? That would make some sense.
That's how he got himself.
Keith Richards might have been in one of them, but I'll have to do some Googles on that one.
Yeah.
All right, top 10 best shows right now, 877-881-1053. We got a lot of good texts coming in, but fellas, I did finish last week the show we were talking about, and that was the prequel Dexter series, Dexter Original Sin, which is at number 10, according to IMDb, most popular TV shows right now. And if you guys like Dexter, now I didn't watch it. I'm going to have to now go back and watch the original series.
Yes.
But I did love Original Sin. And Maya, who has watched both of them, my wife, said that this, I mean, if you liked this, then I'm going to love the show. It's a very similar type of way that they run this thing. So
very nice.
I thought Dexter Original Sin, definitely worth the watch. Really, really enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to that. That's on my watch list. I'm gonna add a lot to my watch list here. See which ones the lady hasn't watched already.
Lucius, I know you're trying to consume as much television as possible. What are some of the best things you're watching now?
No, Lioness.
For great things.
Lioness is real good.
That looks good.
Yeah, I like that.
That looks good.
You can get locked in on that one. Landman, of course. Yeah, people like the really Landman situations.
That
wife on there?
Yeah.
Boy, she reminds me of the old girl at home. I tell you what.
Really?
Well, I tell you what. I said, they nailed that one, didn't they?
Man.
That is a Texas girl for you. Tulsa King.
Tulsa King's good. Tulsa King was good. I like that one, yeah.
American Primeval. Bang!
I tried to start watching American Primeval. Instead, we're doing Paradise right now. But I want to watch American Primeval.
But the Mormons, bro, they came for Utah.
Bro.
Yeah. They came for Utah.
It looks awesome. And I've heard that they do not skimp on like the violence.
Oh, yeah, it's very violent. Very nasty.
Very real.
Yeah, they're cracking heads open. Oof. Bloods is coming out.
Honorable mentions, we do have Squid Game, which came out, of course, around the holiday season. American Primeval is an honorable mention as well. We got The Pit, which I think is in Netflix, or maybe it's on Max. I have not watched that. The Rookie, which I think is also on Hulu that you can check out. Yellow Jackets just came back out. Mm-hmm. That is a good show that I'll probably have to try and catch up once it's all the way released on Showtime.
What happened to that? Like, I started watching it, then all of a sudden,
they've had crazy
breaks. It became witchcraft.
Yeah. Oh, it is the weirdest, one of the weirdest shows I've ever seen in my life. But I have to see, like, ultimately how it ends now. I'm invested. I put too much investment into it with two seasons. I've got to see ultimately how it ends. Righteous Gemstones from the 903. I think we got a new season of that coming.
Dude, I think that's the last season, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be the last season too. But gosh, it's fun. I like that show a lot. Just finished the awesome grand finale of the Cobra Kai series. Then binged Yellow season 1 of 3 on Paramount. Pretty good show, if you ask me. From the 817. 469. I'm not sure about right now, but I've recently watched Severance. I liked the first episode of Severance.
I liked the first season.
Okay,
but then you get to like scratching your head, and say, "Did I miss something?" You have to go back. Like I can't keep up with this
because it makes
you feel stupid.
I could see it make. I started to feel stupid after episode 1, but I'm also like, "What the hell is going on here?" Maya didn't like it, so that's why also we pivoted to Paradise, which is a really good show. I'm gonna have to go back and watch probably after the draft season. Severance by myself.
I had to put that thing out in the ashtray. Like, wait a minute.
Let me focus.
What's happening?
Yeah, you got to. And I need the subtitles on too to be able to really like read at the same time as I'm listening to figure out what the hell's going on.
That is the show that I just see like on my timeline the
Severance.
Most of people talking about it, hyped about the return and all that kind of stuff. Kissing Kate Barlow's in it, so everybody's fired up.
Oh, Kissing Kate Barlow. Can't wait to catch up with our buddy Joe Barlow when we get to spring training now. High Potential. Which stars...
Yeah, my girl watches that.
Okay, so it's...
Sweet D.
Yeah, Sweet D. Caitlin Olsen. She's in this show. So High Potential, which is on ABC and Hulu. I guess you can also watch it on Hulu. Comes in at number 9 on this list of the most popular shows right now. Number 8 is Yellowstone. Again.
Still getting it done, huh?
I never saw Yellowstone, but I have heard some of the like 1923, which is supposed to be coming out soon. Like the spinoff series are also very, very good.
So, yeah, I think I watched the first season of Yellowstone, and then I kind of. I don't know what happened, but we didn't pick back up on it. So we got a lot of watching to do.
Mindhunter was a great show. Okay, 214. Keith Richards Mindhunter's played the good. Pirate King in the third Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, thanks.
His character was also Johnny Depp's character's father. So boom, there we go. I knew it. Right. I thought that he did.
Right. Mindhunter was about the FBI guys when they first started like serial killer profiling, like the two guys who were putting it together.
I think I did watch the first season, but I stopped after that. I think there's two seasons of it that did come out. Night Agent on Netflix. I liked the first season. Second season was a little cheesy for me, for the Night Agent on Netflix. Kind of lost it.
That's what happened to me with that show Daredevil some years ago.
Yeah. That's also a new one coming out now.
And then just one day I just realized, wow, the cheese factor is just so high.
Mayor of Kingstown is good from the 903, and I think we got a new season of that coming out.
That is good.
Day of the Jackal, I think we all watched,
I love that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was
great. I'm ready for season 2 of Day of the Jackal.
I still think Penguin's the best thing I've seen in a while.
Yeah, the Penguin's been the best show.
Jackal was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I thought both, and I'm not a big really TV guy, but I watched both those, and those were outstanding. Yeah.
What was the Jackal about?
The sniper. Like the hired gun, assassin.
He's a hitman.
He's an assassin all over the world.
And certain things go wrong.
Go watch it. Day of the Jackal. It's off a book.
Oh, that's right. There was an old one.
I think there was an old movie.
There was an old movie.
Val Kilmer, maybe?
Yeah. Two of them. There's an old one.
There's a 1960s movie, and then I think you're right about Val Kilmer.
We just keep recycling these things, huh?
But the series was good. The series was really good. Top 5, The White Lotus at number 5. I've not seen the first episode of season 3.
I've seen people talk about this one.
So what they do basically is it's at a hotel, a resort. Every season's different, but I think each season is supposed to, in some way, signify like one of the 7 deadly sins.
Okay.
So like lust and each season will kind of revolve around that. Like envy. So I'm not sure what the third season is, but it is absolutely phenomenal.
Always different characters?
There's been one repeat character, I think, in each season.
Okay.
So it was, Siffler's mom. She was from season one to season 2.
Coolidge.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah, she comes in and she was repeat, but she's not in season 3. I'm not going to spoil season 2 for you. She's not in season 3. I think somebody else.
She dies.
I don't know if that happens, Gavin, but I think her husband from season one is back in season 3. And I think somebody else from season 1 makes the return in season 3. But yes, typically it's a new cast every season. 4 is Invincible, the animated show, which is also very good. It's an animated superhero show. Apple cider vinegar, which I've never heard of.
What?
Comes in at number 3.
You're supposed to drink it in the morning.
So good for you with the mother root.
Yeah. Apple cider,
get that cheap one. Get that real one.
I cook with it quite a bit.
It's a Netflix show. It's 6 episodes. It's a TV miniseries. Never heard of it. Follows the life of a wellness guru, Belle Gibson. Top 2, Paradise is number 2. Great show. Recommended. Especially if you like Day of the Jackal, you'll like Paradise.
Okay.
Number 1, though, is Severance. Comes in at number 1. Might need to go back and watch it. There's the most popular shows right now. Thanks for having a TV conversation with me.
The boys didn't make this list?
Boys didn't make it. But I guess it's been, we're almost a year removed from the most recent season?
Yeah.
But The Boys deserves love, and I'm glad that you mentioned it.
Yeah. I was really enjoying it. She bailed on it. Yeah. She was just, I guess.
What?
She was out. And I was like,
The Boys was good, and the...
Once she found out Wahlberg wasn't in it, she was like, thanks, but no thanks, Gabby.
What was
Gabby?
The spinoff show? That was also good.
Yeah.
V?
Compound V? Compound V? Agent V? Something like that.
Yeah, it was good. That was also good. Anything The Boys have done has been awesome.
Okay, Football's Finest is coming up at 5 o'clock, but we're hooping it up next, Chief.
The next Luka-sized shocker trade might already be in the works. Are you kidding me? Plus, Granny Shots making a comeback. Broadus going to be fired up about this. That's next in the
Just
nation.
Just like the running back.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll have football coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's talk some hoop, though. A lot going on, including rumors of another superstar on the move. Here's the Chief.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when you're the fan of a team that is forward-thinking and sort of taste-making in their sport, and maybe that's what the Mavericks are after the most shocking, ridiculous trade in sports history, sending Luka from Dallas to L.A. May other teams now perk up with an interest to punt on a young superstar. Do you guys know this story yet? Are you guys familiar with this?
Yeah, I saw it on X about an hour ago, maybe.
What'd you think? The name is Ja Morant. He plays for Memphis and the Grizzlies. And
who's he play for?
He plays for Memphis and the Grizzlies, both teams. And
and the Grizz.
According,
star.
According to he's a real powerhouse. Howard Beck, NBA insider, he says, I'm constantly checking in with executives around the trade deadline about just like, you know, what we just saw and what we didn't see, but what might be next. And he says, in this league, you're always on the lookout for who's the next wave of stars that are going to get dealt. He said, somebody out of the blue said, keep an eye on Ja Morant this summer. He says, I'm just saying it's one of those things I'm going to be keeping an eye on if they end up flaming out early in the postseason. So now maybe the key is for Ja Morant and the Grizzlies to go to the finals and lose. And then that could be the straw that that breaks the camel's back there and sends Ja Morant somewhere else. Now, Ja Morant's an awesome player. He's electric, super fun to watch. He's got his own health issues, and at times he's had some off-the-court issues as well. He's not the same type of, I would say, championship pillar that a Luka is, but he's clearly in the upper echelon of big-time names, young stud player that pretty much any team would want that particular talent. So I'm sure plenty of teams will be in the market. And I just want to see this happen, one, because then the Grizzlies move on from him and maybe a division opponent kind of gets a little bit weaker. But also, and more importantly, what do they get for Ja Morant?
Oh, yeah, that's like 4 ones maybe, and a young player, 3 ones and a couple of young players, something like that. Just 25 years old. I think it's crazy, but if you're Memphis and you're in second place right now and you get to the playoffs and in a weak West, you don't get out of the first round, I think you might have to say, we're kind of critically flawed here with 175-pound, 6'1" superstar, you know, and as exciting as he is, maybe that's not the path to a championship. I don't know. Does it give Nico's decision a little bit more credibility? Probably not for Mavs fans that are irate with him right now, but the idea of we're going to win with size and defense and this league is different than what it was, you know, might get a little bit of legs. But I think you're crazy for trading a player that electrifying, even if he's not championship worthy by himself. He's not going to, I mean, him and Jaren Jackson Jr. are probably not going to drag that roster, you know, deep into the playoffs or to a championship, but I would just shuffle the deck and build around him.
I would too, and he's not eligible for the Supermax in the same way that like Luka was, so it's not like they have this looming huge extension that they have to give him. I think he's in year two of like a $200 million deal right now, so you got him locked up for roughly like $40 million-ish per season over the next few years. So, I mean, that would definitely be something that could be palatable for teams that are trying to fit it within this new crazy CBA salary cap stuff, but... Yeah, we'll see what happens with him and the Memphis Grizzlies the rest of the way, and we'll see how much noise they make in the postseason. But it seems like the surefire lock that Kevin Durant's going to be traded this offseason.
Yeah,
sure. And maybe even more with a young buck like Ja Morant. So
I think that's where the Mavs' focus has to be on can we get Kevin Durant without you know having to give up too much.
Mm-hmm.
And at
I
this
expect
point,
will be.
I mean, if your stars are going to be 33 years old next year, I don't know that the price could possibly be too high because you get KD along with those two other guys if you could keep Lively and or Gafford. I think you're the favorite to win the championship.
It's all about maximizing this 2 to 3 year little window they've tried to build for themselves.
You got to get one title
to
justify what they did.
Yeah.
And I mean, even then, it might not. You know, if Luka goes on and wins multiple titles, obviously.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing that. That's really going to hurt if that ends up happening. I do have the numbers through 4 games right now, Max Christie, and we don't really want to talk about it too much because we don't want to give any credence to
Max Christie trade
to Nico Harrison. But I mean,
good pick.
17 points, 69% true shooting, 5 rebounds per game, 3 assists, almost 2 steals per game, or 2 steals and a block per game. And then he's plus 21 in the plus minus. Like he's absolutely a winning player, and he's only 22 years old. I am excited about what this could be. When we traded for him, I didn't know too much about him. It's just like young 3-and-D, cool defender, but he's shown much more than that since putting a Mavericks uniform on. Like he's taking it to the rack. He's got some pull-up jumpers action, you know, in his game. So I really like Max Christie. He's done awesome in his first four games.
He said he just loves how J.J. Redick and now this coaching staff had just given him more and more trust this year, and that's why he's breaking out. I don't think he'll ever be a go-to put the ball in his hands guy. Like, the game before the All-Star break, they gave him the game-winning shot, and he hit it, right? But I just thought, man, this is maybe not most that's in his wheelhouse. But this is a great signing and a guy whose arrow is pointing straight upward. I think his ceiling could be like a Klay Thompson type of player because he's going to be an elite defender in transition. He's going to rebound. You know, there's a lot to like about that player.
So I liked the comp. Blake was actually talking like Derek White-esque, and I see that, you know, with him. I mean, I think that he might be able to become better than what Derek White is for the Boston Celtics, but he can be that type of player for you on a championship team when you look at the shooting ability, the athleticism, and the defensive skills. He's absolutely, I mean, now we should probably rephrase it, the Max Christie trade. He's the A side of this.
Yeah, Anthony Davis was just a bit of a throw-in, wasn't he?
Yeah, Anthony Day-to-Day Davis is all about getting Max Christie.
Okay, so we were just talking about the best things to watch right now in terms of streaming shows and whatnot. Netflix has released the Court of Gold documentary, The Bigger the Stage, The Bigger the Glory. And this is documenting the Team USA basketball run to gold that we just watched over the summer. So I've seen some clips come out, and I mean, they are the mythology around Steph Curry and what he did there at the end and how that all played out. Steph Curry basically just telling Steve, like, hey, I'm the man right now. I know exactly what to do here. Give me the ball. And he went scorched. So some of the clips are already out and they seem pretty cool. But that's going to be a must watch for me as it just got released today. So I'll be looking forward to consuming that.
Is this kind of like a Sound of the Sidelines deal?
It's really like
a documentary about documentary. How they got there.
Yeah, so you'll get like in-game sound interactions between Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and players and all that kind of stuff. And then you'll also get sit-down interviews from guys on the team, guys that they played against, just talking through the whole summer that ended with USA hoisting up the gold once again. Now, I would like to take you to the world of college basketball as we close down this rim sesh, because
Auburn Tigers.
There's a gentleman that we need to be aware of. His name is Kyler Filewich. He's a center, and he's 250 pounds. He also wears a headband. He's pretty hilarious looking. He's a solid player. But from the free throw line, he's dog ass. He's been 46% in a season, 50%, 40%. And then the last two seasons, he's been terrible, 31% and 34% from the free throw line.
It's in his head now.
So what he has done, he has decided to, after the month of November and his free throw numbers were just terrible, he decided that he was going to switch things up a bit.
He went Rick Barry on us.
He's pivoted to the granny free throw.
Yep, there you go.
Let's go.
Yep.
And
big fan.
He's up to, as of a couple of days ago, I don't think they've played a game since, he's now up to 60% since the switch.
There you go.
He's only got 10 reps of the granny free throw, but he's gone 6 for 10 from the stripe there. Mm. So it's clearly working for him. He's just a giant Canadian dude who looks like he's more like a football player than anything. He's got the headband on. He's a goofy looking dude, but he's a rebounding machine. And now he's changing the game up with the granny shot free throw.
I feel it, man. I was a terrible shooter. I played a lot of basketball in my life. And at times defenses would call me out. He's not going to shoot. He's going to fake and pass. Right.
They're just pointing at you.
Don't bite on the pun.
I heard him.
Yeah. Sometimes they'd be heckling me with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Is that one of your lower athletic kind of memories?
Yes.
Now you're in your head and you're thinking about it.
Like you missed a couple penalty kicks.
Start to spiral up.
A couple of PKs.
You missed a couple.
Those stick with you, man.
In shootouts. Yeah, that one hurt.
Were they like woefully bad, or was it like, hey, you were right there, but credit to the goaltender?
They were horrible. Yeah.
When the crowd goes,
like you missed the net completely.
Oh. I just kind of underkicked it. I was going for accuracy instead of power, which was a very effective technique for me in practice. Like, I was the best PK kicker in practice. The pressure got to me.
I think
I didn't hit hard.
For me in middle school. Like, I was dialed at the free throw line in practice. Give me a game. And it was like, is the rim moving right now? Who's shaking the backboard?
I would
Mom, get me home.
I see everything.
I would love to hear Paul Allen of the Vikings radio team, like doing Dawson's peak kicks.
Oh, not again!
Oh, God!
Oh, my God!
The link's getting close. The ball moved 2 inches.
Yeah. I think that might have been the last kick of my career, actually, now that I think about it.
Hell of a walk-off.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Rim session here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. How about some football's finest, buddy?
Yes, among other things, we unveil our Dick Fangio Super Bowl montage next in the nation.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.